So without further ado, let's get into a state of receptivity. And we'll close our eyes. As we close our eyes, just feel the eyelids over the eyeballs. And feel the eyes settling down. Maybe they're darting right and left and up and down, or just allow them to naturally settle. Once you settle the movement of the eyeballs, then the karma that comes through the eyes won't be able to penetrate into the brain via the optic nerves. Then go a little bit into the brain, so you can imagine the brain lighting up in a general sense. And as the brain lights up, the energy starts to wake up in the rest of the body. Whatever is happening in the brain, the neurons are firing. Might feel some tingling, might feel some heat, might feel some pressure. Then it's going to tell the rest of the body what to do. So you can imagine the electrical activity that's happening throughout the nervous system. From head to toe, it's tingling. It's lighting things up. Now, put your attention on the base of the spine, the tailbone area, Ganesha's energy resides there at the Muladhara chakra. Feel some release of energy there, or expansion. Imagine his form as an elephant-headed being with a pot belly. He rides a mouse. He likes to have sweets in his hands. Maybe some weapons to destroy obstacles. Some reddish-orangish light might appear. And start to pour down your legs like liquid reddish-orangish light. Allow it to swirl around in the hips, the pelvis, down the thighs, the front of the thighs, the back of the thighs. The knees, dispelling any pain in the knees. Down the shins, the calves. Into the ankles and feet and toes. You can move your feet around if you'd like to release some of that energy. And the reddish-orangish light swirls back up and down as it needs to clear out any congested energies that can be contributing to obstacles or challenges moving forward in your life. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the energy coming alive in the lower chakra. Now focus on the base of the spine and allow that energy now to shoot up a thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine, pierces all the chakras on the way up, piercing the skull and going into the space. Ganesha is responsible for pushing that Kundalini energy, that spiritual energy, that life force. You are now like an instrument to receive any messages from the divine through archetypes, divine beings, spiritual masters, Dr. Pillai. This is your antenna. Now we'll enliven all the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat center. Feel the throat. Ma. Now move up to the middle of your brain, the third eye. Move back down to the base of the spine. Move into the navel. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. She. Move into the throat and the mouth. Va. Now the two eyes, the right and left brain. Ya. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, beaming a light ray from his third eye into your third eye. The spot between your two eyebrows starts to pulse, receiving this light. It can be golden, white, light, with the intensity of millions of suns, light, energy, life force, prana, piercing the spot between your two eyebrows, activating the pituitary gland, then going deeper into the middle of your brain, just above, where it activates the pineal and then the entire brain starts to tingle, starts to come alive with this activation. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the pituitary, the pineal, the rest of your brain lighting up. Spin the sounds in your brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokayam Adityayam Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Now this golden light starts to flow down the rest of your body like liquid golden light. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the liquid light pouring down the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the hands, the fingers, down the trunk, lighting up all the organs, the pelvis, legs, into the feet and toes. Now, visualize your backbone and brain as a sphere-like object, a veil in Tamil. The shaft of the veil or sphere is your backbone, and the head of the sphere is your brain. Allow the image to appear. Don't stress. Your backbone is the shaft of the veil. The head of the veil is your brain, and the tip pierces the top of your skull. Feel it lighting up with energy. Fire energy to purify any karmas that are no longer serving your highest and best. improving every area of your life, your finances, your relationships, your health, your well-being. Giving you the willpower to succeed, overcoming any obstacles or challenges related to litigation or real estate matters or your spiritual path. Feel this sphere come alive with the sounds. From the tailbone to the tip of your skull. Feel the sphere-like object imprint on your subtle body that is aligned with your spine and brain. Your whole body is lighting up with the radiation of this energy of the veil, purifying the body, the mind, the soul. Om Saum Saravanabhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravanabhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravanabhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravanabhavaya. Be alert. Receive the veil. Receive the empowerment. Om Bhitrive Namaha. 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 Now imagine a tiny Ganesha moving up that veil, that like an express elevator, going up, shooting up from the base of the spine, enlivening the brain, piercing the skull and going into the space. Receive the sound as multiple Ganeshas go up this elevator, this express elevator, shooting up. Gung, 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 Gong, 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 G-U-N-G. Gong is a sound for Ganesha. To keep the energy flowing throughout your body, throughout your subtle body, throughout the universe. Gong, 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 gong. Keep visualizing millions of tiny Ganeshas zipping up the elevator, the express elevator into the space. Gum. G-U-M is another sound for Ganesha. Feel the energy vibrating throughout your whole body. Peace, peace, peace. Relax. You can keep your eyes closed, and as you slowly come back to your awareness of your body and the space around you, make an internal prayer to Dr. Pillai for the empowerment to receive Ganesha's energy and grace at a new level, along with his brother, Lord Murga, and the veil, to destroy any negativity that contributes to challenges or obstacles, and to Lord Shiva, of course, who gives us the grace and blessings to light up all the chakras through the sounds Aum Ma Om Namah Shivaya. Slowly, slowly come back to yourselves.